Recorded Books presents Horrible Harry and the Stolen Cookies by Susie Klein. Pictures by Amy Wummer. Read by Johnny Heller. And directed by Ezra Tenenbaum.
The Super Cookie. My name is Doug, and I'm in third grade. I write stories about my best friend Harry and all the horrible things he loves. I've written about an earwig, green slime, a dungeon, a burnt wiener, vultures, and even dead fish. This story is different. It's about a chocolate chip cookie. Not a regular one, a super cookie. I needed it to have special powers. I had to use it to stop Harry from doing the most horrible thing he had ever planned to do. What was that horrible thing? And did the super cookie work? I'll tell you all about it. Not a normal Harry day. It started on Monday morning before school. Harry got out of his grandma's red truck as usual, closed the door, and then did something very unusual. Harry did not run down the ramp to the playground. He just stood there, watching us play kickball. I waved to him. "You can be on my team," I shouted. I rolled the red rubber ball over the plate. Song Lee kicked it high into right field, then dashed to first base. Well, Harry didn't join us. He just sat down at the top of the ramp and crossed his arms. He didn't even say yahoo when Song Lee touched home plate and scored a home run. I could tell right away that today was not a normal Harry day.